Chapter 20, The Second Parable. As I was walking in the country, I observed an elm and a vine, and compared them and their fruits. The shepherd appeared and said to me,
"What are you thinking within yourself?"
"I am thinking about the elm and the vine," I said. "They are very well adapted to one another."
"These two trees are a symbol for the servants of God,"
he said. "I would like to know what type these trees you mention represent," I said.
"You have the elm and the vine before your eyes?"
he said. "Yes, sir," I answered.
"This vine bears fruit, but the elm is sterile,"
he said.
"But this vine cannot bear fruit unless it climbs up the elm. Otherwise, it spreads all over the ground. And if it does bear, the fruit is rotten, because it has not been hanging from the elm. Therefore, when the vine has been attached to the elm, it bears fruit both from itself and from the elm. So, you see that the elm also yields fruit, not a bit less than the vine, but rather more."
"How does it yield more, sir?" I said. And he said,
"Because the vine that is hanging on the elm yields copious and sound fruit. But if it is spread on the ground, it bears rotten fruit and little of it. Therefore, this parable applies to all the servants of God, to both the poor as well as the rich."
"Sir," I said, "how is this the parable of the rich and the poor? Let me know."
"I shall tell you,"
he answered.
"The rich man has great wealth, but as far as the Lord is concerned, he is poor because he is distracted by his wealth. His confession, his prayer to the Lord is very limited. That which he makes is insignificant and weak and has no power above. But when a rich man helps a poor man and assists him in his needs, he has the assurance that what he does for the poor man can procure a reward from God. For the poor man is rich in intercession and confession, and his intercession has great power with God. Therefore, the rich man does not hesitate to supply the poor man with everything. On the other hand, the poor man who has been helped by the rich intercedes for him and gives thanks to God for his benefactor. And the latter is constantly solicitous for the poor man, so that he may not be in want during his life, because he knows that the poor man's intercession is acceptable and rich in God's sight. Both fulfill their function in this way. The poor man makes intercession, a work in which he is rich, which he received from the Lord, and returns it to the Lord who supplies him. In the same way, the rich man, without hesitation, puts the riches he received from the Lord at the disposal of the poor. This is a great and acceptable work in the sight of God. For the rich man has understanding in his riches, and has used the bounties of the Lord on the poor man's behalf, and rightly accomplishes the Lord's ministry. From men's point of view, the elm seems not to bear fruit. But they do not know or understand that in case of a drought, the elm holds water and nourishes the vine. And so the vine, with an uninterrupted supply of water, yields double the amount of fruit, both for itself and for the elm. In the same way, the poor who intercede with the Lord on behalf of the rich increase their riches, while the rich, by supplying the needs of the poor, make up for the shortcomings of their souls. In this way, both become associates in the righteous work. Therefore, by doing this, you will not be deserted by God. No, you will be inscribed in the books of the living. Blessed are those who possess such riches and understand that riches are from the Lord. For those who understand this will be able to do some good deed.